Okay, so my experience with fasting the last few weeks. First I did an 18-hour fast, and then another 18-hour, and then I started doing 12-hour fast. At 6 o'clock, I would eat, and I wouldn't eat till 7 the next day. I did that every day, and I cut back sugar. The main thing is to get the sugar out of your body. So then I was just eating a couple meals a day and fasting. And then I went back to 3 meals a day, 7 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And that seemed to help. So as long as you do if you can do a 12-hour fast every day, at least 8 hours, at least 10, 8 hours is easy. What's messing people up in my mind? I'm not an expert. I'm not giving medical advice or anything. But make your own decisions. You know, go to your doctor and ask them. But most doctors are going to lie to you. There's some doctors online talking about fasting. Listen to them. And so I believe the 12-hour fast is the secret to longevity. So for anybody out there, you get better sleep, you feel better, you're happier, but happy is not really anything. Joy is the key, and you have that through the Holy Spirit, but there is something to less stress and being more focused and all that good stuff. But anyway, when you do a fast, my experience, I'm just giving you my experience. My experience is your body wants you to. If you're always eating and you're always drinking, your body never has a chance to rest. Some of the things that I've tried are apple cider vinegar, almond milk, MCT powder. I have some MCT oil, but I haven't really tried it yet. I've just tried the MCT powder. And the MCT powder does kick in the ketosis, where the ketones start to flow. And once that, you know that's happening because your muscles just tighten up, and you're like, I think it's kicking in the growth hormones, the MCT oil. Peanut butter, nuts, apple cider vinegar, cut back your sugar, I try to stay under 50 grams of sugar a day now. It's hard to do, I know that, but you just drink water, and when you do eat carbohydrates, try to eat some, instead of regular potatoes, eat some sweet potatoes. There's less grams, stuff like that. What you do is you just everything that you eat, Google it. How many grams of sugar in lettuce, or how many carbs in lettuce, how many carbs in peanut butter, how many carbs in a lemon, how many carbs, and just do that every day, every meal, and you'll start to know, it'll become a habit. You'll start to be able to pick up on sugar stuff. You know, I hate to tell you this, but they put this stuff like saccharin and sugar substitutes, and that actually causes the insulin to kick in. So you got insulin, and you got glucagon. And most people never use the glucagon hormone because they're always eating sugar. So when you have no sugar, the glucagon kicks in. And so you're keeping your balance, the balance of your digestive hormones. And they don't tell you, the doctors don't tell you that. They're not going to tell you. So when you do a fast, like a 12-hour fast, your glucagon, I think an 18-hour fast, it really kicks in, but your glucagon kicks in. And that's the key right there. Those two are opposite polarity, the insulin and the glucagon. And so anyway, long story short, whatever you're dealing with, arthritis, eyes, digestion, diabetes 2, pain, not sleeping, whatever you're dealing with, just Google whatever that is and fasting. Not sleeping and fasting. Arthritis and fasting. Just Google it. And I promise you, you're going to be shocked. You got to do the research. If you really want to get healed, some people don't want to get healed because they want to complain. They want to complain to get attention. If they get healed, they won't have that little security blanket. They say, I want to get healed. I want to quit smoking. I want to quit drinking. I want to quit doing this. They don't really, because that's their little security blanket. They can have somebody feel sorry for them. You know I'm telling the truth. If you really want to get healed, Jesus asked somebody, or the Apostle Paul, do you want to get healed? What kind of question is that? Because some people don't want to get healed. They get that attention or that pity from somebody. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Fasting is the secret, I'm telling you.